And we get things going right out of the gate this afternoon by talking some college basketball as we're joined on the phone from out in Minneapolis by IMG Academy's Bob Walsh. Bob, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are things out in Minnesota?
A little bit colder than they are in Florida, but it's survivable. It's supposed to be 60s this weekend, so looking forward to a great weekend.
Well, yeah, you're right there in the epicenter of the college basketball universe. A lot of things going on. You were speaking to a group today. Is that right?
Actually, it's tomorrow. One of the speaking engagements at the NABCC convention, just about separating yourself sort of in the job market as far as becoming a head coach. So sitting down with an athletic director to talk to the coaches, it should be a lot of fun.
Well, that's great. I want to get your expertise as we head into Final Four weekend, though. First of all, what team was the biggest surprise, either in getting to the Final Four or by being eliminated?
Well, to me, the biggest surprise getting there was definitely Auburn. I just didn't think they were good enough defensively. And, you know, I didn't think they'd be able to beat Carolina at Carolina's game, which is to play really fast. And obviously, they proved me wrong. So, you know, they out-Carolina. They have a dynamic offense. And that really shocked me that they made it this far. Gonzaga is the team to me that surprised me by not making it. I thought Gonzaga would get there. I thought Gonzaga would actually win the national championship. They're really deep. They're big. They've got guards that can score. They defend a lot better than most Gonzaga teams. So definitely shocked that they didn't get to at least the Final Four. But as happens every year, you know, there are some surprises. It's what makes it great.
Well, let's talk about the first game coming up on Saturday, Auburn and Virginia getting together. For Virginia, a little scare in that opening game as they were having flashbacks to UMBC last year. But, boy, they showed a lot of resilience in this tournament, in that game with Purdue up and down, seemingly out of the game a couple of times, including at the end of regulation, but just kept finding a way to win.
Yeah, and they showed a lot of resilience all year. Quite honestly, I mean, just to have to deal with those questions. And I think Tony Bennett did a great job, you know, sort of telling his kids, you know, we're going to talk about this and we're going to discuss it. And when people ask us, we're going to answer the questions and we're going to own it, not kind of running from it or running away from it. Mm. That game's a really interesting matchup. I mean, it's a contrast in styles. Virginia is the slowest team in the country. They will play the fewest possessions of any team in the country in a game, and Auburn wants to get up and down. They're one of the 10 fastest teams in the country. So I've always felt like it is easier to make a team play slower than it is to make a team play faster. So I think that's going to be a game that's probably in the 60s and probably plays to Virginia's favor if it is.
Auburn needs to be successful from outside. That's part of their game as well, averaging about 11 three-pointers a game.
Yeah, they really shoot the ball, and they've got a couple of guards that can get up and down. And you know, it's something that Virginia does a really good job of taking away the three. But teams that have beaten Virginia have made three. You know, when you look at what UMBC did last year, I mean, Virginia's only lost like six games in the last 2 years, and most of the time the team has a great night shooting the three. And Auburn can certainly do that. So if they're getting loose from behind the arc, that's certainly the recipe for them to get to the championship game.
Yeah, Auburn's got those terrific guards, Brown and Harper. And then on the Virginia side of things, boy, Ty Jerome to me is just one of those guys that you maybe overlook until you just see him making big play after big play, and does a great job of penetration and getting himself in position for short-range shots.
Yeah, he's a New York kid who actually, I saw a lot in high school. I recruited one of his high school teammates to play at Maine, a kid who actually ended up going to the Nat. And I got to tell you, I didn't think he'd be able to have this much of an impact at Virginia. But he's really, really mentally tough. He's a terrific shooter, so that's where it starts. But he's able to create for himself off the dribble. And he's a guy that has a lot of moxie. He's got a lot of guts, a little bit of New York swagger, so you know, he could easily put Virginia over the top and help them get two wins this weekend.
Well, and Kyle Guy, after rolling that ankle the other night, came back big, hit a couple of early threes, and was a real clutch player for them down the stretch.
Yeah, one of the most impressive things about Virginia is they've done a lot of this without Kyle Guy playing really well. So he certainly looked like Kyle Guy of old down the stretch, and when he's playing well and Jerome's playing well, DeAndre Hunter is on his game. They've got some bigs that can obviously, do their job and get to the glass and score inside. They can beat you in a lot of ways.
We're talking to Bob Walsh of IMG Academy here on Downtown. Final four this weekend. The other matchup, also very interesting, Michigan State, Texas Tech. You talked with us a couple of weeks ago about this Texas Tech team. You thought they might be able to make a deep run, and you know them well from playing them last year.
Yeah, the way they guard you is just really special. Texas Tech is the best, most efficient defensive team in the country, and they're really, really going to be all over you defensively. Pressure, a lot of help, really aggressive. And, they've ridden that defense with kind of a young team to get to the Final Four. So it's really, really impressive. Michigan State isn't quite the rebounding team that you think Michigan State usually is under Tom Izzo. So I think that's one of the keys. If Texas Tech is getting to the offensive glass, they could give Michigan State some trouble.
And as you mentioned, strong defense, and really both of these teams, outstanding defensive clubs.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan State always is. And I think Michigan State's a little bit better offensively. I mean, Cassius Winston is a game changer. I mean, he's an All-American level player. Texas Tech's got Jarrett Culver, who's probably going to be a top 10 pick in the draft this year. But he's still a little bit raw and needs to get a little bit stronger. I think Michigan State's physicality today, Michigan State gets to the final, but it would not surprise me to see if Texas Tech defense continues to stifle their opponents and turns it into a really grinded out possession by possession game. And like I said, if they can then get to the offensive glass and get some cheap ones, they can certainly win it.
Bob, was there a player, and if so, who was a guy in the tournament who really elevated their stock in terms of NBA prospects?
Well, I think Cassius Winston is a guy you're looking at who, is seen as an elite player in college and is certainly going to have an NBA career. But leading a team like this, Michigan State over Duke, with obviously all the hype that they had, his ability to share the ball, which he's done a better job of, everybody knew he could score. I think he's a guy that's really helped himself. And the other one is Ty Jerome. I mean, I think Ty Jerome is really opening some eyes about having a pretty long career as a professional, and I would not have said that a couple of years ago.
Wanted to ask you, too, about the situation involving Tom Izzo. There were a lot of comments about his comments to players, but there is no one-size-fits-all style of coaching. You've got to deal with your players in a way that's true to you as an individual, I would think.
No question you do, and I think the way you coach has to fit your personality, but there was a lot of hand-wringing about that situation. And to be totally honest, I think it's important that coaches coach to their personality, but there is a line, and I think what was uncomfortable about that is, Tom Izzo looked like he was close to that line, with sort of grabbing the kid coming out of the game and then stepping to him in a huddle. Where it's like, I mean, no one expects Tom Izzo to cross that line and to do anything really, really stupid there. But the fact that the kids are supposed to respond a certain way when a coach, shows obvious emotion that way, that he might be losing it a little bit, it's a difficult situation for those kids to be in. So no one's saying you can't coach kids hard and you can't hold them accountable. I do think the way you go about it, though, if you're getting close to that line where people are starting to feel like, hey, we might need to step in here, you might be going a little too far.
Well, and especially in this day and age, athletes are different today than they were 10, certainly 20 years ago. And it's not even, regardless of what others think, it often isn't a successful way to approach today's young athlete.
Yeah, and bad behavior is bad behavior, quite honestly. I'm sure we've been saying it this day and age every 10 years since the beginning of time, And
right.
Certainly what's different today is the spotlight and the information available and the instant access that everybody has. So, I don't know. I still think you can coach this hard these days and you can hold them accountable. And sometimes that means you're going to yell at them. But they've got to know why you're doing it, and they've got to, certainly believe in why you're doing it. And I think certainly Tom Izzo has that on his side, is that his kids know what he's doing to get the best out of them. I would just prefer not to see it get to that point where it looks a little bit like, hey, maybe, you know, do we have to step in here? Mm-hmm. Do we have to stop this? So, but, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach. He gets the best out of his kids, and his kids stand by him, which is great to see.
So, Bob, who do you think will be there cutting down the nets on Monday night?
I think it's going to be Virginia. I think Virginia beats Michigan State. I would be surprised if it was anyone other than Virginia or Michigan State. Virginia's top five in offense and defense in efficiency in the country, and only three teams have done that before, and all three of those teams won the national championship. So I'm going with Virginia.
All right, there you go. Bob Walsh checking in with us from Minneapolis. Bob, as always, it's great to talk with you. Have a wonderful Final Four weekend, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Always a pleasure, Rich. Thanks a lot.